Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Anniversary. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17. Show of the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Happy anniversary, Steve Giambianco. 18 years. Happy anniversary, baby.
And same to you, Jim. Thanks for all that you do for small businesses all across the country.
Well, you're the hero. I'll tell you, folks, I've said many times before that I don't know anybody who's logged as many miles on behalf of regular folks in the marketplace, the people to protect our ability to do business online. Steve, I'm convinced that there. By the way, folks, he's director of NetChoice, netchoice.org. I'm Jim Blasingame. You already knew that. Steve, small businesses are under assault right now from so many areas, and what you're doing is a voice out there that we sorely need, and we appreciate the work that you're doing. NetChoice.org, folks, I encourage you to go there and support the work that they do. They do good work on behalf of you and me and many others. Steve, let's talk about Facebook. Now, Mr. Zuckerberg is in the news right now. He's under a lot of pressure, under a lot of stress. Why don't you give us a little tour about what's caused all this?
Sure, Jim. He's going to be in 3 congressional hearings in the next few weeks, and it's going to be excruciating for Mr. Zuckerberg to endure the wandering list of questions and accusations that he'll hear from the Hill. And some of the hype that you've seen in the media gives you the idea that this was somehow a big breach of data by Facebook for which the company's responsible. And the truth lies something a shade less than that. But let's talk about really what happened. So in 2014, a professor at the University of Cambridge did what many small businesses and researchers do. They contact Facebook and say, I've got an app. I'd like to distribute the app. And when people log into the app, rather than them giving me another ID and a password they'll only forget, I'd like them to log in with their Facebook ID. And you've probably seen this, Jim, with
all
an app.
All so over the
app will allow you to log in as Facebook.
Yep.
And when you do log in, the checkbox tells you and me, it says, we'll get access to your public profile on Facebook. And this is the same information that you and I post to Facebook when anybody in the world can see the data. So mm-hmm. Most people have no concern at all with saying, yeah, I'll log in with my Facebook ID. But back in 2014-15, Facebook also allowed certain apps to say, yes, and we can access the public profile of your friends. So the public profile of your friends. And if you had 200 friends, then their public profile, the same thing that anyone could see, could be accessed by the app. So this professor had 270,000 people download his app. It was a personality profiling app. He did it for research purposes, but he also was able to access 200 of each of their friends. That's 50 million records.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to access the public profile, which is really the name, maybe the gender, the hometown, of 50 million people.
And that's money, folks. That's money.
Well, it wasn't any money, you see, until he decided to break his contract and sell the data. So he took 50 million pairs of information, and he sold it to a company called Cambridge Analytica in England. And, mm-hmm. and that sale broke his contract with Facebook. Mm-hmm. Facebook sent cease and desist orders that you can't do that. They asked for certification that he had deleted the data. Certainly he had deleted it, but the problem is Cambridge Analytica presumably had not deleted
the breach. The breach had happened, hadn't it?
And Jim, it was a breach of his contract mm-hmm. with Facebook. And there are millions of small businesses who use applications like this, both on Gmail, on Facebook, and on Apple, to be able to get people log into an app using an ID they already had. The other thing small businesses do is they advertise on these platforms.
Mm-hmm.
The micro-targeting of Facebook is incredible. If you want to distribute your book, you can buy ads on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. You can buy ads that are so tightly targeted to a certain age bracket in a certain part of the country with certain educational backgrounds.
Right.
And you can run run ads for pennies apiece that will only go to those people. And when you run targeted ads, Jim, you don't get any data. Facebook places the ad based on the characteristics you asked for,
mm-hmm.
but they don't send you back the identity of any of those
That's
people.
That's right.
There's a complete misperception out there that when you run a targeted ad, you somehow are buying data. Sorry, mm-hmm. not that easy.
You're buying the use of their data, and which they keep control.
Of course. And if you targeted your ads right, out there in the internet, people will click on the ad, and you'll start to receive inquiries and orders. Mm-hmm. So you'll know that it's working for you, and it works incredibly well for micro targeting for charities, fundraising opportunities, and for small businesses that could never afford to take out full-page ads or buy cable TV.
Right.
Micro-targeting works. But micro-targeting means that the personal information helps to target the ad, but the personal information is never sold to the person that is running the ad. So all this controversy has now reached a real head. And remember, there's folks on both sides of the partisan aisle who have a bone to pick with Facebook. Democrats seem to believe that.
Hold on to that, because I want to talk about that in the next segment. Before we run out of time, we got about a minute left. What I want to talk about to continue this particular conversation is, I have never logged on to another site or app using any of the social media platforms. I've never done that. The first time I had an option, it never seemed like a good idea to me. I have never done it. I've always gone straight in through my own connection without bringing in Twitter or Google or Facebook. I've never done that. And the other thing that I encourage people to do, if you think about downloading an app, and they tell you that if you click here, if you want the app, you have to give them access to part of your world that has nothing to do with the app. Don't accept the app. Turn it away. That way, there's no reason for a map to know who your contacts are. And so, anyway, that's my two cents. Quick break, 10 till, right back with Steve DelBianco. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.